Yo, Chad, what if I told you there's a platform that could completely revolutionize your hiring strategy in a matter of hours?
Yeah, I'd call bullshit.
Well, it's not bullshit with AI for jobs powered by our friends at This Way Global.
Okay, I'm listening.
While everyone else is fishing in the same old talent pools, AI for jobs can source over 160 million diverse candidate profiles. This Way Global has established unique partnerships with over 8,500 trusted diversity partners.
So wait a minute. All of the hard on the groundwork is already done.
That's right, cowboy. You can discover 300 qualified candidates per job rec instantly.
Wow.
It's like having a candidate sourcing magic wand.
Dude, if you had a magic wand, you would have Mexican pizzas all day.
Stop distracting me, Sowash. AI for Jobs advanced matching algorithm analyzes past applicants using trillions of historical matching events and over 1,600 data points.
Now that is what AI should be doing, saving recruiters time on sourcing while they provide a white glove candidate experience.
Let's wrap this shit up. I'm hungry.
Listen up, kids. Revolutionize your hiring process today by jumping over to thiswayglobal.com and checking out AI for Jobs, where you can learn more about how to leverage AI for your recruiting instead of just writing poems and grocery lists.
That is thiswayglobal.com. We out.
Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Sowash and Joel Cheeseman are here to punch the recruiting industry right where it hurts. Complete with breaking news, brash opinion, and loads of snark. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's time for the Chad and Cheese podcast.
Oh, yeah. What's up, everybody? It's Marshall Mathers' favorite podcast, a.k.a. the Chad and Cheese podcast. I'm your co-host, Joel Cheeseman, joined as always, the Thelma to my Louise. Chad Sowash,
yes,
is in the house. And we are recording live from TA Week, the Qualify booth. And we are with Michael Goldberg, Senior Director of TA and Sourcing at U.S. Anal Care. Did
no,
I get that right?
Still not right. It is U.S. Renal Care.
Renal Care.
Renal Care.
Renal Anal.
There's a difference.
Joel projects a lot. Let's say that.
I'm stuck in dark places.
Yeah,
let's put
right.
it that way.
That's all
let's
right. Put it that nah. way. U.S. Oh. Renal Care, it's in the scheme of things, the third largest set of dialysis clinics. We're a billion-dollar company.
Wow.
I get it. You're saving lives, and I'm an asshole for making a joke. I get it.
Yes.
I get it.
Everybody knows that anyway. That's why they listen.
Grandfather died of diabetes 4 days after my parents
go.
got
Just
married.
Stick the knife in.
No, it's called the Jewish guilt trip.
Oh, okay.
That's what that was.
Let's pivot off the guilt trips for a second.
Yes,
Michael,
sir.
Some of our listeners don't know you.
What? No.
Give them the elevator pitch.
All right. So my name is Michael Goldberg, and I've been in the recruiting space for, let's just say, 20 plus years, 10 years of HR behind that.
Hello.
And my goal is to go into organizations, either mostly full-time, but I've also done contract, where I go in and I turn non-producers into producers. I find technology for companies to make them better, faster, more productive. And then finally, I measure. I do a lot of data analytics for the companies that I've done, that I've worked for. And so, yeah, so I believe I bring a lot of tools to the table, and you guys always share great stuff on your podcast. I'm not saying that just to kiss
say
up.
Say more.
It's true. It's true. I mean, you guys make it real. Besides Animal, you guys make it more real because it's, you know, Animal. It's Animal.
Is he still alive?
He is.
Is he still doing
Oh, no. Yeah.
Really?
In Toronto.
Not incarcerated yet.
Not yet.
I had no clue.
No, he's in Toronto.
So what brings you to TA Week? Is this your first TA Week? How many times have you been here?
So this is my first time live in San Diego.
Okay.
And I was, I just did my, finished up my keynote speaker about how to go from good, being a good recruiter to a great recruiter and not relying on AI to do your job for you, but what you need to be doing productively, being curious, being gritty, knowing your business, knowing the financial acumen of your business, being able to talk that business, and then finally, manage your ex with a sense of urgency and quit giving up so easily just because you can't find them on Indeed or LinkedIn.
Well, pretty soon they're going to get kicked off LinkedIn because it's going
to
be too damned expensive. Now, quick question though, because you're talking about using technology to not get lazy, but to do your job more super enhanced.
Effectively. I think productivity is probably the better word, right? So that's what AI does for me is it helps me to get to thinking of ideas.
Uh-huh.
And then there's something, I don't know if you guys have tried this out, but I'd strongly recommend it. I'm not getting paid to say this, but it's called EQ Buddy. It's new. It was, do y'all know Marcus Sawyer? He's in the recruiting space, was a sorcerer, lives in California. He created an AI tool just for recruiting.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to play around with it. It actually produces some pretty good information.
So question, because everybody's talking about, or at least we've had people talk about, recruiters' jobs going to be gone.
No.
This is going to be processed out. Everything's going to be done through not just AI, but through better processes, technology, so on and so forth. What say you, Michael Goldberg?
AI will not replace people.
Okay.
AI is a tool to help recruiters and recruiting leaders and social, employer brand folks be more productive and to cut out some of the, let me reinvent the wheel, right? Because that's what everybody says. Well, I want to come up with the best thing.
Yeah.
And so they're going to try to use AI to give them the information and make them look like a superstar. And I say people can see through that BS. What you shouldn't be using it for, and I have a feeling that people are using it for, is to make human decisions, like to decide on candidates, putting the resume in, two resumes and say, pick the better candidate.
But we've had platforms out there that have done that for years. We've had applicant tracking systems that have scoring. This is before the quote unquote AI revolution that's been happening, right? So this isn't new, Michael. We've been trying to do this shit for years. So what makes this different? Because again, we've been ranking candidates wrong or right for years. How is this any different?
It's different in that, again, it's about productivity. And I think it's able to pull information faster. Where back in the day, when we were, we'd put A or B or C or no or yes or no, we'd write those on, not on the resumes, but somewhere where you knew who to pick.
Yep.
I mean, what, 10 years ago, 15 years ago? Now AI is, I think you leave resumes out of it and it's just, hey, give me the latest BLS stats from XYZ if I need to compare something to my data, if I need a national, and that's what I think it's for. It just, to me, it brings it up faster, but you take the data for what it is. And I still think there's just some human brain work that you have to do. We can't.
Yeah.
Let me push back on that a little bit.
Please.
Because I buy into the statement of AI won't take your job, but someone who understands AI will take your job. Layoffs are happening. Companies are doing more with less. And if we have more robo recruiters, if you will, cyborg recruiters, don't we need less recruiters? I understand the recruiting profession will be around, but don't you need less of them? Or are we going to bring back all the unemployed recruiters back to recruiting?
I'm worried for the people that are looking right now, because you're right. I think that there will be some form of robo, some tool.
Augmented recruiter.
Yeah. Whatever it is, right?
They're out there already. There are platforms out there now that are talking about being able to at least cut the recruiter job around 80%.
Well, we're here in the qualify booth or humanly or whatever, you're able to ask quite online questions by using your phone.
Yeah.
And to me, yes, that replaces things. But to me, what I don't think is going to go away is the conversations that recruiters need to have with candidates to get specific questions. Because I know of an interesting thing that I'm not going to talk about who, but where somebody did an interview and it was an AI chatbot.
Yeah.
The candidate was the AI chatbot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was able to hack into the system, record the system.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. It's going to happen on both sides.
Yes. There will be less recruiters doing the work.
Okay.
But I still believe that the good ones that are working, and no disrespect to the people that aren't working, but AI will take those retail jobs, fast food jobs, nurses, social workers, dietitians, which are in our world, IT people. I don't think it'll replace those people. I think it's you're better off using a bot to help you recruit where you always, like for Christmas or holiday time recruiting. I think that's where it's going to flourish.
Okay. So the cream will rise in your future. And if you're just some hack taking notes and phone calls, your life is short in this profession.
I believe so.
Is that a good summary?
That's a great summary.
So in today's landscape, when you talk about building great recruiters, right? What is that number one priority that a great recruiter needs to focus on, right? On tasks or whatever it is, what do they need to focus on first?
Tangibly?
Yes.
To me, in my world, what I always try to do is I want my recruiters working on the positions that have been open the longest. And there is still a need to recruit. Because we ask, we'll say, hey, the recruiter will say, do you still need the job? Yes, we do. So if I see a position that is more than 60 days old, I'm on my recruiters make saying, this is a priority. You need to fill at least half of them. I did that 2 weeks ago where I had a couple of people that had 11, 12 positions that have been open on average, 120 plus days.
Uh-huh.
One of my recruiters, shout out Natasha, filled 8 of those 11 jobs in 2 weeks because she knew what she had to do. She made it a priority. She went out and sourced. She used her curiosity to build search strings and bring people in. She didn't wait around for them to apply. And that's the other thing. If there are recruiters that are still waiting for people to apply, no, not going to be around anymore.
And that's not good for job boards.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No,
okay.
It is not.
So let's talk about sourcing for a second.
Depends on where they're sourcing. They could be sourcing from job boards.
Indeed.
They could be sourcing from...
I see what you did there with the Indeed
LinkedIn
comment.
Like that. Leading the witness.
Let's talk about sourcing real quick. LinkedIn, by all accounts, is putting a stranglehold, a walled garden, a huge moat to kill the competition, funnel people into its platform sort of exclusively. They're redacting certain things now. It's becoming harder to source. And my contention is the freaks and geeks of the sourcing world back in 05, right? The Shallies, the Steve, you know the group I'm talking about. They were sort of pushed in the background when all the sourcing tools came out, the hire tools, the hiring solved. Now that LinkedIn has sufficiently strangled those businesses to death, are we going to see a rise of the sourcing? You said Boolean strings, which kind of, caught my attention. Are we going to go back to the future with sourcing and the freaks and geeks are going to kind of take over that world again?
That's a great question. I don't know. I think there's a possibility of that, but there's still a lot of information out there. There's still so many tools out there that you don't have to rely on LinkedIn.
But we do.
Certain do.
You know what Steve Levy calls it? It's the Oxycontin for recruiters.
No, I totally get it.
Terrible reference.
It's a heroin drip.
It is totally a drip.
Yes.
And so I think it'll force recruiters and sourcers to start picking up the phone more.
Yeah.
And try it once, because now that we can find that contact information, I know LinkedIn's going to allegedly squeeze out the fact that they're not going to be able to share their data or sell their, they're not going to work with Seek Out or HireEZ.
Yep. Yeah.
There'll be somebody else that comes around a workaround and says, let me pull more information from different sources other than LinkedIn, because in my world,
there's no incentive to launch a company that does that. It's going to be the individual rogue smart recruiter
that knows how to do it themselves.
Okay, listener, how can you help your employees become more productive? I have answers. How about automating manual and repetitive tasks, giving meaning to data, then allowing that data to actually drive decisions? And how about matching people to your jobs quicker?
Well, wait, the Chad and Cheese has a new LLM?
No, Cheeseman. I'm talking about TextKernel.
Ah, okay. That makes more sense. What I'm hearing is the groundbreaking concept of, wait for it.
Yeah.
Simplicity. Seriously, TextKernel cuts through the complexities like a tortilla chip through some hot nacho cheese.
Oh my God, really? Nacho references already. Anyways, TextKernel brings efficiency and productivity to your operations. TextKernel seamlessly unifies your tools and data to drive efficiencies and success.
TextKernel is creating new opportunities for your recruitment journey. Kind of like adding guac to my barbacoa burrito.
Oh my God. How about extracting meaningful insights from data? I mean, that's something. Swiftly matching people with jobs, automating repetitive tasks. Who knew such advanced concepts were even possible in the land of human resources?
We did, Chad. We did. Dude, wrap it up. I'm a little hungry.
Imagine that. Okay, listener. Get ready to use today's tech to drive efficiencies and productivity. Visit TextKernel.com. That's TextKernel.com.
Nachos.
Are you struggling to attract the talent you need today? Do you lack visibility into where your recruitment ad dollars are really going? There's a better way. Acquire ROI is a programmatic job advertising platform built to optimize your budget and supercharge hiring. Acquire ROI automatically manages and measures recruitment ads across job boards, so you can allocate your budget based on insights, not hunches. Get to quality candidates faster and cost-effectively scale hiring across roles, all while gaining complete visibility and control over your recruitment marketing investments. Say goodbye to manual guesswork, inconsistent performance, and wasted spending. And hello to optimized automated campaigns that produce qualified applicants. At Acquire ROI, we make job advertising easy. Visit us at acquireroi.com and start transforming your talent acquisition today.
No one's going to launch another Seekout anytime soon.
No.
No one's going to launch another competitor because they've seen what happens.
True, true.
It's going to be the individual that's smart enough to figure out how to leverage Google or leverage these new search engines or ChatGPT or whatever to get to the best candidates.
Well, yes? I mean, you look at what is Microsoft's new GPT? I think it's connected to ChatGPT.
Copilot.
Yeah. Have you all played around with that? It's actually kind of cool. I mean, I'm just starting to get it, but Bing, someone said, add Bing to your phone.
Yeah.
And you can get more information on Bing than you can on Google with the use of Copilot because it's smarter than what ChatGPT is doing.
And there's a new search engine. Forgetting the name, Bezos just gave it a lot of money.
Oh, Cloud?
Perplexity or...
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so there will be search engines. Will we see a resurgence in the days where AltaVista and Ask Jeeves and there's all these different search engines that can find people? Time will tell. But Google's going to get a little bit of competition, I think, in the near future.
Absolutely. You know, here's my thing. Indeed and LinkedIn, they're finite sets of information. You can find twice as much information by just going to Bing, going to, you know, this new Bezos thing, which I have never heard of, but I will definitely take a look at it. But also start looking at ChatGPT, like the drop down, and it gives you all these different choices. You can do Copilot creation, you can do SEO generation, the whole nine yards. That's what we need to be using AI for, to help us stand out and to help us find the right types of people. Because if I can put a profile together and I know who I want to hire, I can use something like an AI tool to help me come up with the basics. But then I got to use this to get there. And I got
to
use this.
He's pointing to his head, listeners,
yes.
By the way.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were on camera.
Oh, we're on all the mediums, baby. Yeah.
I'm pointing to my head. But use your brain and use your heart, because you have to give a shit. You have to care. And that's the one thing that I think is missing from recruiters these days. It's just like, all right, I'm going to go fill positions. That's it. Now, I'm old school, so I can say that, but I don't mind picking up the phone. I don't use LinkedIn to do my sourcing. I use HireEasy, obviously, because we have the tool, and I want to be an example for my team to use it. They're not using it enough. They need to before that lemon is squeezed.
Yes. Well, I mean, but it's going to get squeezed.
Big time.
It's going to get squeezed.
We just don't know the timing of it.
Right. So back to LinkedIn. This is very anti-competitive practice. From a company that's owned by Microsoft, right? Who is
it's a total monopoly.
The last organization that was hit by, you know, antitrust, right?
So
I guess the question is, as a company, not another vendor, because Seekout, and I mean, they have reasons, right? As a company, a hiring company, what would your words be to LinkedIn at this point? Because you spend money on it.
I do. Don't do what you're threatening to do. It's not good for business. It's a pure monopoly. You will have the antitrust law people all over you. I just think LinkedIn is shooting themselves basically in the chest.
Do you think other practitioners will actually step up and say the exact same thing? Because over the years, we've seen this stupid shit happen left and right. I mean, during HiQ, the actual case against HiQ, nobody wanted to be made public that they were behind HiQ, right? Now we're here. Because of that case and LinkedIn winning, right?
Right.
Are we finally going to get HR practitioners to get out of the goddamn corner and stand up and start to say, this is wrong, this is bullshit?
Absolutely. It's interesting. I was talking with Jerry Crispin.
Uh-huh.
You guys, I don't know if he's coming by, but he's getting, through Career Crossroads, he's getting a set of, I think he said 30 TA leaders. And he's talking to them next week about this very thing because they're all freaking out. I'm not freaking out because it hadn't happened yet. There's nothing I can do, but you know what? We're going to have to be better at what we do in order to get over that hump. So what I would just implore LinkedIn is don't do that to everybody, because everybody's on OxyContin and they rely on your tool, and you'll still, you can make more money. Maybe you're trying to get to $4 to $6 trillion. But Jesus, how much money do you really need?
How many yachts can you ski behind?
Thank you very much.
Michael, I want to go. I loved your comment about the heart. And I think, you know, so many recruiters rely on technology and it's a churn and burn game. You also probably know that we're very popular with the young people, Michael.
Not me, I'm grandpa.
And I think a lot of young recruiters are so tech focused and not heart focused, which is based on your comment. What advice would you give a young recruiter coming up to not just focus on tech, but the heart? Why is that important?
The heart is important because the heart shows that you care. So like I mentioned in my presentation, I started with Marriott making $650 an hour, right? And it taught me to have heart, to care for people, to take care of people. Because I didn't want my name on a Comark card going like, what did you do, Goldberg? Hell, I was even, because I went out of the way for somebody that I worked in Bethesda at the Marriott near the Mormon church. That it's the only Marriott that Bill Marriott and his family owns on Pook's Hill Road. Go visit it. It's an old as hell hotel. This pastor of the Mormon church comes in. He says, I was just in a terrible accent, but I had a heart and I sent him cookies because they don't drink. So I sent him cookies and I sent them some flowers to him and his family. And I said, I hope tomorrow is better. He put this nice Jewish young man into his sermon in front of the entire Mormon church. It's because I care. And I think if you care about the people you're recruiting and you're not, you know, crapping on candidate experience and you're checking in with them and you're communicating with your hiring managers, that's your heart saying, I really care about what I do every day. The technology, again, is just a tool and it makes your job easier.
Yeah.
But I don't think recruiting is as easy as everybody thinks it is. I mean, how many times have young folks come up to you and said, oh, what do you think? Should I get into recruiting? I'm like, not if you don't have the heart for it, because you're going to be beaten up. It's the most thankless job. God damn, I love waking up every day. And there's nothing that gives me pure emotional satisfaction that when I offer a job to somebody,
yeah,
they hear in their voice of joy.
Yeah.
That's my caffeine. I drink coffee, but that's my caffeine every time.
There it is, kids. We're talking about have a heart, for God's sakes. And he's talking to you, Cheeseman. This is Michael Goldberg. Michael, if somebody wants to connect with you, where would you send them?
I would send them
to LinkedIn.
I would. But since you won't be able to find me on LinkedIn, you can connect with me
on
Facebook.
Since he's been canceled.
Since I've been canceled. The best way is to reach out, michael.goldberg@usrenalcare.com. Feel free to email me. Any folks looking, I don't know of any jobs, but I'm happy to help you network, happy to help you kind of think about what you want to do next, because
the man with the heart, kid.
The man
with
the heart. Who cares, who works for U.S. Renal Care.
Thank you, Joel Cheeseman.
Oh, the
irony.
Nice
job, my man.
Chad, that is another one in the can. We are live from TA Week in the Qualify booth.
Thank you.
We out.
Thank you for listening to, what's it called? The podcast. The Chad. The Cheese. Brilliant. They talk about recruiting. They talk about technology. But most of all, they talk about nothing. Just a lot of shout-outs of people you don't even know. And yet, you're listening. It's incredible. And not one word about cheese. Not one. Cheddar. Blue. Nacho. Pepper Jack. Swiss. So many cheeses. And not one word. So weird. Anywho, be sure to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. That way, you won't miss an episode. And while you're at it, visit www.chadcheese.com. Just don't expect to find any recipes for grilled cheese. It's so weird. We out!
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.